Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, I'm Brooke Gladstone, in for Brian Lehrer. And next we move on to breastfeeding. I think we all know that breastfeeding is best. Breastfeeding is good. Breastfeeding is wholesome. But should breastfeeding be something close to mandatory? Recently, the New York State Hospitals, under, I won't say orders, but under the strong influence of Mayor Bloomberg, are going to make it much, much harder for women in hospitals, new mothers, to get access to baby formula. From now on, they're going to have to explain why. So we know all the studies, the magazine articles, the conversations on this radio station say it's better. But shouldn't women have a clearer and more open choice? Does guilt have to start seconds after the baby is born? Right now, we have Lenore Skenazy on, who has written books about being a free-range mom with free-range kids. Lenore, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Brooke. Very happy to be here. Thank you.
So, summarize what happened, since I made a bit of a muddle of it. It really amazes me.
I have to say I'm a little bit muddled on it, too, because what I understand is that when a woman gives birth in a hospital now, if she wants to have a bottle instead of breastfeeding, and I think if she already said that she intends to breastfeed, which I know most parents do, most moms do, the bottle is given to her as if it's medicine. It has to be signed out. It's given to her only after she is informed, you know, whether it's a lecture or a piece of paper, I don't know, about the benefits of breastfeeding. But she's told very clearly that breastfeeding is considered the best thing for a child. And then the nurse or whoever signed out the bottle has to put down a medical reason for giving the mom this bottle, as if it is medicine, but it's not. It's a way you can feed your kid, and that's why I was writing an article about it the other day. It's making moms feel like instead of giving their kids something good, they're giving them something that's almost restricted, like morphine or something.
I want to put out a call right now. It's 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you have thoughts about this, please call and let us know. There are a million breasts out there, and everyone has a different story to tell. Dr. Harvey Karp, writing in the Daily News, said that basically what Bloomberg was trying to do was level the playing field, that women, you know, people on the verge of giving birth are just overloaded with all of this pro-formula PR, that it needs to be reversed. That has not been my experience.
Nor mine. I'm so surprised, because there must be some place that I am unaware of where people haven't heard that breastfeeding is better, but I don't think it's America. I don't think it's New York City. I mean, I think there's a lot of information out there encouraging moms to breastfeed. And in fact, what did I read? Like the majority of moms do intend to breastfeed. And the idea that they decide not to because there's a bottle so easily available is what the mayor is worried about. I think, you know, if what is the actual statistic is that at 6 months when they're supposed to be breastfeeding exclusively, still only 14% of moms are. I don't think it's because somebody handed them some pro formula propaganda.
When you were in the hospital, did you feel that you got enough support to get the breastfeeding down before you had to go? Do you think that the hospitals will be compensating for the lack of access to formula with better instruction?
If you're asking me, let's see, I gave birth in two different New York hospitals, NYU and New York Hospital, and I felt I did get plenty of support. It still wasn't enough. I still had to get somebody on my own when I got home because it was really painful, which I didn't realize was part of the deal. But then I did breastfeed. But I hate the idea of somebody who doesn't breastfeed thinking that she's less of a mom or setting her kid up to be, you know, a fat idiot or didn't try hard enough or is somehow less than optimal. You know, we're all less than optimal in some things and beyond optimal in other things. And the idea that you have to be, you know, 100% on everything, every little decision you make regarding your kids is a new one, and it tyrannizes moms. They feel blamed if they, you know, if they didn't feed their kids the right food or if they didn't put them in the right class early enough or if they're pressuring them too much or not helping them enough. I mean, it's really this very intensive parenting society we live in, and then everybody else is weighing in.
Let's have Jim from the Bronx weigh in. Jim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just have a quick question for a guest. I don't understand why a new mother's or anyone's feelings about how they feed their children factors into whether or not she should have reliable, useful information. I don't understand why feeling, sentiment, guilt should interfere with the transmission of useful, valuable information.
I don't think anybody wants to interfere with.
Up the air.
I don't think they want to interfere with information, Jim. Stay on if you can.
Okay.
It isn't about information. It's about access. It's not that women want to be blocked off. The women who object to this don't want to have to explain and have it written out as a prescription. People have personal reasons for what they do. It's not about information. It's about access to formula.
Well, my understanding is that
and choice.
You give your, I assume that you would give your information, let them know you understand the issues, and be about your business. I don't understand why being asked to explain a reason in that case would make you feel bad. I don't get this idea that people's, you know, sensitivities should interfere with sound policy. I really don't understand that.
A man who hasn't been in a hospital after that trauma known as giving birth, the trauma.
Okay, so explain it to me.
I'm asking you
to explain.
I love the idea of people having information. I think they do have information. I think that one of the pieces of information that would help moms who are deciding whether they want that bottle feeding at 3 a.m. so that they can get a little sleep, they could also be told that this is not poison. You're not really a bad mom if you're feeding your child some formula. You're not setting them up for a horrible life. So information goes both ways.
Well, that's fine. Great. I think that's an entirely reasonable reply. So I don't see why it's an issue that someone should be asked to, you know, indicate that she understands the issues and have made an informed judgment. I don't understand why that would make someone
feel
bad.
Jim, you know what's really – I love taking a step back sometimes when these conversations are going on and saying, isn't it weird that you and I are on the phone discussing some other mother's choice to breastfeed or not?
No, I'm not discussing anyone's choice. I'm discussing why the issues of someone's feelings should interfere.
Well, here we are. We're discussing mother's feelings.
Okay. I think that we'll stop going down this road.
Okay.
Part of the problem has to do with thank you, Jim, that we don't really know how this is going to play out in practice. I mean, I doubt that any mother is going to be told that they're giving their child, their baby, poison. It's going to be made very clear that they're going to be giving them a second choice. Let's bring in Sevia from the Bronx. Sevia, are you there? Hello,
we're here.
Hi.
Hello.
Sevia, go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. I am a mother. I recently had my child 2.5 years ago, and I'm currently pregnant again. And before I had my child, I did the research on breast milk versus formula. I do understand that breast milk is best, but when I was in the hospital, I had a horrible C-section in which my wound opened. And during the day, I had my child with me, and I breastfed him, and he was great. He latched on and everything. That night, when I needed to rest, I did have that option to send him to the nursery where they would give him formula for me. I do understand that breast milk is best. I don't understand why all of a sudden people want to come in and take that right away from a woman to decide.
Hold on here. It's not, I don't think it's being taken away. And I think in your case, Sevia, you would have gotten formula under any circumstances.
Right. I understand so that, but why do I have to give you a medical reason? Why can't it just
well,
be
you
my
had
choice?
One. Yeah.
I have one, and I'm having another one, and I do plan to breastfeed him, but because that's my choice. But, again, it's my choice, and it's every woman's choice to make that decision, and it she shouldn't be told, you know, oh, well, you shouldn't breastfeed, and, oh, you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't want to give your child anything else. I mean, the formulas out there, they're not as good as breast milk, but they are engineered with the same vitamins and the same nutrients that a breast milk would give. And I mean, for example, my sister-in-law has 5 children. She hasn't breastfed a single one, and they're all healthy children.
Yeah, no, but we all have you know, the uncle that smoked and ate steak every day and managed to live to 99.
You know,
and of course,
not always
all of our parents, most of
right.
our parents didn't. You know, people of a certain age, people who were born in the 50s and 60s, their parents generally didn't. Let's go to Tenny in Tenafly.
Really? Tenny in Tenafly?
Yeah. Hi, Tenny.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So what I wanted to just add to this conversation is that I don't know that this is so much a matter of woman's choice. I think from my experience, you know, when you have, I've had 3 babies, and very different sort of stories with each of them in terms of breastfeeding. But the common theme is that once you've given birth and have this newborn in your hands, it is not the time in sort of your life as a woman that you're feeling the most empowered and in control. Your hormones are raging, and you're kind of crazy for the first couple of days, you know? You're crying out. I mean,
first
it's not
years.
When I can say that I feel the most normal. But in those first 3-4 days, it's also when the latch and the idea of breastfeeding becomes introduced to your child. So with my daughter, I had a harrowing experience with breastfeeding. Gave birth in a birthing center. It was a beautiful, natural birth. Ends up, I really had an issue with milk production, and I had a dehydrated baby in a, you know, running to an emergency room 2 days later. So my son comes along, and my husband's like, we are supplementing this baby. You know, we cannot solely sort of, you know, rely on your milk supply. But what happened 2 days later, he didn't want anything to do with the breast because the nipple is easier to pull milk
out.
But
are you saying, Tenny, that we're so cranky when we have our babies that we'd be less inclined to make the right decision?
No, I'm saying that the feeling of, is my baby getting enough? He's crying. Maybe may sort of push a woman to try and introduce formula when introducing formula and a nipple could, for some babies, encourage them to want the bottle as opposed to working for the breast. The breast is more work.
Okay.
And you need that baby to stimulate those points on your nipple in the first 2-3 days in order for you to create enough milk to sustain
I get that. I guess I'm not entirely buying that the new mother wouldn't make that decision if that decision were the appropriate.
It's a tricky thing. Sometimes, you know, you don't know. Sometimes you don't. This is the thing. This is trying to alleviate the, I didn't know that by giving my baby formula at 3 a.m. when I kind of wanted some sleep would ruin my ability.
That's part about education, though. That's not really what's going on here.
Right, but what they want to know is that before the mommy asks for that formula, they know that potentially giving them supplements in the hospital could make it harder to breastfeed. That's all they're trying to do with this, I think.
Okay, Tenny, thank you very much. We have several calls in from similar calls from mothers of twins who wanted to breastfeed but couldn't. Mm-hmm. Let me bring in Ruben. Ruben, are you a mother? No, you're not.
Or a sandwich.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you?
Yeah.
I
I'm
bet
fine.
You had trouble breastfeeding, Ruben.
Sorry, that was my fault. I mischaracterized
him. Well, actually, she. It's not that she had so much trouble. It's just that, you know, she was obviously inexperienced. These were her first children, and two at once was a lot to handle. And a lactation specialist came, was incredibly helpful, gave us a lot of education, a lot of encouragement. Told us, look, in the beginning, it's going to be a little difficult. The first thing that comes out is some colostrum. It's very rich, but it's not a lot of milk. And then within 2 or 3 days, you'll develop milk, which she did. playing for the Twins. We were just ecstatic that someone gave us all the positive information mm-hmm. we needed to go forward. We're very happy, and I wouldn't see why, you know, encouraging someone to do the right thing. If they choose not to, if there's a medical reason why, that's their choice, but you know, I think you should get all the information so that you can make the right choice.
You know what? I think the idea here that I totally love is the positive reinforcement for what a mom decides to do. And what worries me is the opposite, when mothers feel shamed or guilty or like they're setting their children up for a lifetime of misery, obesity, asthma, whatever, because they didn't choose this one thing to do or not do with their kids. You know, we have to support moms both ways.
Absolutely, I agree.
We should clarify that this is for New York City hospitals, not state hospitals. Mm-hmm. We should also state for the record that formula is very expensive. New mothers might not be thinking about that long-term expense when they ask for that first bottle out of the fear that the baby isn't getting enough. A lot of people mm-hmm. introduce mm-hmm. bottles because they are told the baby isn't gaining enough weight. All of this, though, has to do simply with information. I don't think anybody calling in, or you or I or anyone, would be opposed to information. Maybe it's the way that it's presented that we're nervous about. Sarah in Sleepy Hollow, do you want to come in?
Sarah? Sleeping.
And I'm sorry, I pulled over my car. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother of a four-month-old, and I just wanted to add to the conversation. I had the same story as two previous callers with the C-section and not being treated nicely by the hospital. But I think mm-hmm. we're holding women to another impossible standard. If mm-hmm. you're a working mother, it is impossible, in my experience and experience of my friends, to breastfeed your baby fully. And so we're saying, women, we want you in the workforce. We want you to do and be a mother and breastfeed. It's, even if you're pumping in the workforce, it's expensive. You need a $400 mm-hmm. machine. You have to buy the bags. You have to buy the pads. You have to get nursing bras. You have to have special shirts for nursing. I mean, it really is a huge burden on the mother that no one's talked about. I think giving information is ridiculous. That's not what we need. I needed a lactation consultant. I needed a pump, a high-grade industrial hospital pump. I needed support.
Wait a second, though. We are talking about 24 hours, 36 hours in the hospital access.
Right.
No one's going to prevent anybody from getting access the second they walk out.
No, of course. No, not prevent. But I just think it's unhelpful. It's unhelpful to say, once again, you know, you're doing the wrong thing if you give some formula. What women need to hear is, you know, here's a way to get a pump if you need a pump for work, or here's a way, here's a support line to call if you are, you know, thinking to give formula and you're nervous at home and your baby is dehydrated or whatever the issue is.
Okay.
I just think that saying that all women need is to know, once again, that we're supposed to be breastfeeding really isn't helpful.
Okay. Let's hear from a new dad, Norm, in Queens.
Good morning.
Hi, Norm.
You know, I just am concerned that we're coming down to a seeming conflict or a seeming adversarial relationship between the empowerment of women and the health of the child. I have not yet really heard anybody come out and say very directly, what is best for the health of the child?
Oh, wait a minute. I think I said that five times in the intro. Breastfeeding is better. Breastfeeding is better. Breastfeeding is better. Breastfeeding is better. I don't know how more we could say it.
Very important. So how do we balance the needs of the child against the needs of the mom, and which takes precedence?
Don't you think that the mother is the... Well, never mind, Lenore. You go ahead.
No, all I was going to say is that if we were talking about something that was extremely dangerous for a child, of course, we would advocate against it. But thank God, millions upon millions of children have been fed formula, including me, and they're fine. So it's not like we're saying, yes, breastfeeding perhaps is optimal, but it's one of many choices that a mom is going to make, and a dad and a family, depending. I mean, like, should everybody move out of New York City? I mean, your child will have less chance of having asthma if you raise them in Montana. But nobody says, oh, do that. That's the best thing for your child. You must do that, or you're bad, and you're not thinking of your child's needs first. because there's always circumstances to take into account. And that's what I think, that's what I know I'm saying, is that you don't have to be optimal on everything you do for your child, and you have to think about the whole family and the mom and the other siblings. There's just a lot to take into account, and you can be a perfectly wonderful, health-giving mom and not breastfeed.
All right. I'm wondering whether I should take one more, but I think we're going to go back and forth over the same issue here.
Yeah, that's what's so amazing about this whole thing. I can't imagine in another generation people calling in and hectoring people one way or another about a choice that is so private, and in the end, just one of these millions of choices you're going to make about parenting. But that's what we're in. We're in this intensive parenting moment where every decision is scrutinized, and was it the right one, and I wouldn't do it that way. And she said she was going to breastfeed, and then she didn't, and I'm better than her. And it's just all this intense pressure on moms to be absolutely the best earth moms ever. And I know that friends of mine who couldn't breastfeed spent a lot of the early years and early months with their kids feeling very guilty and like bad moms, and they aren't bad moms. And today their kids are in their teens, and you can't tell them from the kids who were breastfed. They're all fine. If you're a loving mom, if you're feeding your child one thing or another and not leaving them to starve, you're cuddling them, you are a good mom, and nobody should be telling you you're not.
Thanks, Lenore.
You're welcome, Brooke.
Lenore Skenazy.
I'm getting hormonal.
Lenore Skenazy, author of Free Range Kids.
That's me.
Thank you so much for joining us on this latest installment in what some have called the Mommy Wars. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Brooke. Bye-bye.